The Charm of El Greco. Dominikas Theotokopoulos, known as El Greco, born in 1541 in Candia on the island of Crete, then under the dominion of Venice, and died in Toledo in the Kingdom of Spain in 1614, enchants with his extremely evocative paintings. There are glimpses of landscape in his paintings that one could imagine signed by Paul Cézanne, others by Claude Monet. Some structures of his paintings and some anatomical deformation of his figures make one think of the Expressionists or Cubism. At the same time, the traces left in El Greco by the painting of Titian, Tintoretto, Veronese, de Bassanos, Correggio, authors that he studied and admired, are evident. El Greco, who worked in Rome for 5 years as a freelance painter from the end of 1572 onwards, after some time spent with Cardinal Alessandro Farnese, can be understood from the fact that he was Greek. Being formed in the context of the Byzantine liturgy and in the art of writing icons, he knew that the images of art open a dimensional gap, connecting the two sides of divine creation, the visible world and the invisible one. Painting is almost an extension of the incarnation of the Son of God, who continues to incorporate material elements to radiate his glory. For El Greco, therefore, to paint is to make something happen that through sensible appearances leads beyond them. Therefore, as in the icon, in El Greco's paintings, the figures have abstract characteristics and a certain two-dimensionality that dematerializes the bodies and changes their proportion, as if the whole image were to make us perceive a force that crosses it and pushes it up. At the heart of his painting is the spiritual experience of light, which El Greco takes from the suggestion of Tintoretto, and above all of color, that El Greco develops by combining the logic of icons and the chromatic exuberance of the Venetian masters. According to El Greco, color sparks splendid inner consonances in us through the senses, as Vasily Kandinsky would understand many centuries later. The interiority of man is made to capture passion, clarity, depth, sadness, peace in the colors that each shade can inspire in the depths of the bystander. In front of El Greco's masterpieces, we are truly taken by surprise by a sudden tear up of the veil that ordinarily hides from us the spiritual side of the world. El Greco's paintings are open skies.